Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Two notes. We are, after we get done, I've got an update for you on a major sports story. Then we're going to do our Derby draft, and then we're probably going to get right into the Pistons the rest of the show. Because here's the deal, and if you want to line up, you can. You're winning tonight. We open the show with it. You can go Odyssey.com Rewind if you want that right now. We're going to get back into it. And if I'm being overconfident, you can tell me why. But I want to provide an update. Because I look, I admit it. If you are a fan of sports, or you do a show like we do, you're gonna get swallowed up by kind of narratives at one point or another in your career, and you go along with something, and only in the post haste do you realize, damn, I should have thought clearer. Now, I've gotten better at that in my 40s than in my 30s, and certainly my 20s, where I was a complete maniac. The point I make is,
but I was on. Never got make plays.
Truth. But I was on top of this one as a free thinker from the start. And I just like bringing it up, not to do I told you so, but to ask people, is it fair to rethink what you've been thinking for the better part of 3 months? And it was this idea that Nico Harrison is now a brainless, lobotomized moron who should be launched into space and never retrieved because he traded Luka Doncic. And before you yell at me and go, oh, what, you're bringing it up because they lost? No, I want to remind people of something. A, I actually watched the series where calling Luka a construction barrel on defense would be an insult to MDOT and all of their construction barrels. Luka is out of shape. Let me show you my surprise face. Meanwhile, LeBron James, in his 22nd NBA season, is attempting to put the team on his back at both ends of the floor. Luka's lost 8 of his last 10 games in the playoffs and has been morbid, whether he's not trying or can't try on defense. So why would I bring this up today? Did you hear what J.J. Redick had to say? Yeah. This is the best unnamed chair drop in history. Certain players are not in championship shape. We need to get in championship shape. You may as well have had
looking
him
at you, Luka.
Holding up a picture, a framed 8x10 of Luka.
Not going to say any names, Luka.
Now, I will concede the Mavericks should have shopped. But if they wanted AD as the centerpiece, the point I'm making is, can we please stop acting like Nico Harrison traded Michael Jordan and his work habits? They simply didn't want to pay Luka $500 million into his 30s when he looks like more like a guy headed to bowling league on a Tuesday than a high-end NBA player.
Because it looks like the Mavs got fleeced, and, oh, you didn't try, and Luka, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Fame player, and you traded him to, of all teams, Mike, the Lakers? You just handed them the title, because that's what everybody was saying when the deal went down, and we got, you know, AD, who's always hurt. And I'm like, well, he's, ironically enough, he did get hurt, but I'm like, he's not always hurt, even though he did get hurt. But it was a point that at first I was, when I heard the news, it had me scratching my head like, really, you traded him? But when you did a little bit of digging, you understand why. And I think that most people didn't go past the surface of, well, you saw the Stephen A screaming on TV, and it's just like, well, they must have got fleeced. And then you see the fans saying, fire him.
But
it's
that's like, my problem with the Stephen A type stuff. And look, I love the passion and I love big opinions. And I think you kind of owe it to your audience to, A, watch and have an opinion. I don't think it's good to go on the air and be like, hey, what did y'all think? No, but it's like Stephen A's covered the league for 30 years. There are so many intelligent basketball people. It was like what happened with Shedeur Sanders. They all got lobotomized. And you're sitting here and going, dude, you know better. You damn well know why the Mavericks did this. And you know Luka's no saint. And it's like everyone just went along with it. And it was like when they did this funeral for Shedeur all weekend. It was like Mel Kiper's psychological break. And everyone just went along with it. And it's like, would anyone stand up and just be like, hi, me in the back?
I think a lot of the meltdown, Mike, is being right. So it was when the Lakers got him, oh, you just handed the Lakers a title. You just prolonged LeBron's career.
Cutscene, out in the first round.
Right.
And again.
And they were the three.
Correct.
they had home field.
Luka was dreadful. So now the Lakers, you and again, if Luka locks in and goes Rocky in Russia, Rocky IV montage, gets in shape, gets serious. Sure, the Mavericks could end up looking really, really bad. But nobody knows the player better than the team who has the player. It's pretty clear. And now, all the hot takes of the last 90 days. Look, I'm not telling you Nico Harrison is going to recover from this, because in this world today, it's like you make one mistake and they want to end you. Mm-hmm. Nico Harrison built a really good roster. If you look at those players and they're healthy, that's the number two or three team in the West. Can you say that about the Lakers? Long term?
No.
So I wanted to bring it up because the finality of it, but when Redick hit Luka with a bus, that was pretty good stuff. David, ticket text. And David, if you want to make fun of the take, I said it 3 months ago. I'll say it today. Please feel free. I just thought it was pretty funny. Oh, also, F the Lakers.
There is no need to make fun of that take. Luka looks bad. In fact, I have your stat of the day. And the stat of the day is the Lakers' defensive rating with Luka Doncic on the floor in that series.
I saw this.
Was 120.41. That would have ranked dead last in the NBA in the regular season.
When he's off the floor, it goes to 107.
Yes.
A 15-point per 48-minute differential when Luka's just dead versus on the floor defensively.
So he's reaching Javi Baez, old Javi status. Javier Baez is who's playing now.
There was a play last night, and there's a video on X of him, you know, not covering his man. Guy goes right by for a layup, and then he looks at his teammates like, oh, what happened? They're looking at him like, what do you mean what happened? You didn't move your feet. The guy went right by you.
That's your guy.
That's your guy.
I have my guy. He's right here.
It's
covering him.
It's pathetic. It's really bad. And then he gets hurt. Why does he get hurt? Because he's not in shape.
Well, see, this is where I wonder, at being with the Lakers, and maybe LeBron becomes that type of guy and says, Luka, pack your bags. You're coming to live with me for a month. We got to work on this. Because LeBron, yeah, say what you want about LeBron. David spends a ton of money on his body to make sure that he's in the best shape. He's out there at 40 playing better than a lot of people half his age. So he does. So this is one where I would be impressed if LeBron said, if you're going to be here while I'm a Laker, you got to step up. You got to do this. We're working out together.
Also, for Piston fans, just a quick note, just something I've been saying. It's kind of getting reaffirmed. If you don't trust me, which is fine, you can trust this person, Shams Charania. I've been telling you, if you're a Piston fan, why this is such a big summer for the Pistons and why the East power structure is changing quickly. And I've been telling you, look, the Celtics are not going to stay together. And it goes deeper than just Wick Grosbeck needing to sell or they were going to go broke. They're in the second apron. So Shams Charania, quote, today, this is just now today, quote, the rest of the league is bracing for the Celtics to be exploring trade options this offseason. Like, they have to get under the apron. They're staring down the barrel. I think it's a $350 million tax bill. So better win the title. And then, yeah, you're going to have to retool.
What are you getting rid of?
Probably Jaylen Brown. That'd be my guess. You're not getting rid of Tatum. I mean, Tatum's right now, if Tatum wins a championship, he's already in the Hall of Fame. And he's already top 10 all-time in scoring under the age of 28. You keep it Tatum, but I think everything else is in play. Now, listen, if you hold on to Brown, it means you'd have to have somebody for KP or somebody for, you know, Al Horford's dead body or whatever it is.
So basically, if you keep rid of, if you keep Brown and Tatum, you become the Suns, where it's kind just a bunch of guys, hot dog vendors.
My point is for Piston fans.
Would you go after Brown here?
I love JB. So, but he's not good enough to come to Detroit. Don't you know how this game works?
You know what?
He's not Lou Alcindor.
Remind me, I'm going to shake your hand in commercial break. silly me. I bring up a name, and I could just see the people already typing ticket text.
I don't like his box fade. Okay, I quit.
We could do better than him.
I think JB is fabulous. I think he's woefully underappreciated. He's done an unbelievable job. I love him. But, yeah, it's probably the way it would go. Remember when I said to you, like, hey, before the draft?
Yeah.
JB, Pritchard, 3 first-round picks, whoever gets Cooper Flagg.
It's tempting, but
that's a Red Auerbach move right there.
Mike, it's very tempting, but I think whatever GM does that, you're going to be Nico.
Exactly.
Where all of a sudden, you gave away Cooper Flagg, but look what we got now. It doesn't matter.
You're stupid with 2 O's.
Fire whoever.
248-539-9797.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I love how Kenny just slandered the favorite. That was great.
Fake news.
Fake news. Jake Tapper. All right. So, David, we do this every year. I know the Derby is Saturday. Tomorrow's Oaks Friday. I'm not here. But look, we do our Derby draft. Now, the cost of admission, we're raising the stakes. I want you people to take this seriously. Whoever wins this gets free lunch for a week.
Really?
Free lunch for a week, and the other four guys got to pay the freight.
Okay.
And the reason this is fair, you're drafting, and it's the Derby, and I happen to think it's a wide-open Derby. So away we go.
Yeah, a bunch of 30-to-1s.
You hate to see it.
I just got to pick the winner, right? It's just that easy? And that's what gets me lunch?
Or I was about to say, is it the winner or is it the...
I think we did it last year where order of, like, the higher they finish, the more points you get on an inverse basis. So if you win, you get 20. If you finish last, you get 1.
Okay.
And it's on the inverse.
Gotcha.
So your cumulative score over the four horses you select.
So if you got horse 2, 3, 4, and 5,
you're going to win.
Chances are you won.
Yes. David, what's the order of this stupidity?
Well, Kenny and I went through the order.
Oh, what is this, the Patrick Ewing frozen envelope?
Not at all. But Kenny is number one. I am number two. Oh! Evan is number three. Mike is number four. And Rico, you are last.
I mean, do you believe this? Do you believe this?
I'm out.
This was before the lunch thing happened, by the way.
It was just out of the hat. That's all it was.
Okay. Yeah, okay, where no one got to see it, David Stern. Okay. All right, let's get into it.
How cold was the envelope, Kenny?
So originally I was going to do this based on funny names, but lunch for a week changes my philosophy a little bit.
You're a big sandwich guy.
So I'd like to politely disagree with Donald Trump about journalism. I'm just going chalk. Give me the favorite.
Listen, quality horse will sit off the pace. There's
great horse. What a horse.
What a horse.
Wait, who'd you take?
He took journalism off the board. Over to David Hull.
All right, then. Well,
cheating,
I will go.
Scumbag.
Yeah, that does change everything when you change the. So I'm going to go sovereignty.
Ugh. I hate this horse, but that's fine. He'll probably beat me. All right, number three, Evan Jenkins.
Oh, that is me. I like to have fun, so. What screams fun to me? That's Tiztastic. Give me Tiztastic.
Probably shouldn't have cut the Derby podcast with you earlier, telling you I had a future on this horse. You rat bastard. All right. I'll go with the nine, Burnham Square. Bred to run forever, off pace. Burnham Square, 12-1. Rico Beard, the double dip.
All right. I will go with Sandman and Rodriguez.
Sandman gets the right trip, Rico. You're going to be okay. Now, he's going to have a lot of ground to make up, but he comes with a wicked move. And he's a gray, genetically faster.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right. I hate this draft order. This is terrible. Give me.
You hate to see it.
Hate to see it. Can I select? I'm going to select a horse, and if he doesn't draw in, I get 0. But I want Baeza, the 21. By 9 a.m. tomorrow, I think he'll draw into the body of the race. And if he draws in, he's my pick to win the race. 12-1. Give me Baeza.
I'll just put it down. 21 is Mike.
All right. Well, there was an award-winning movie that came out years ago called Evan Almighty. So I got to stay with that theme and go with the one, the only, Owen Almighty.
We've really bottomed out, haven't we?
I like how Evan picks horses.
Yep. It's tremendous.
I like Grande and Sid. Oh, it's you.
Please.
I'm sorry.
It is me. Yeah, please.
You two did the
How
drawing.
Could I rig it? It's impossible.
Oh, we supervise it. Who's pick one and two? Me and Kenny.
So I am looking here to the history of who's been in the money. So I'm going to go with the 10 post there with Grande.
Damn it. He just took Kenny's horse.
I got foisted. Give me Citizen Bull and Luxor Cafe. Luxor Cafe.
It's Luxor.
Whatever.
Citizen Bull is the fastest horse in the race. The problem, there's a ton of speed in this year's Derby. He's on the rail. Kenny's going to take pressure from the minute of go. The seven's interesting because unlike last year with Forever Young and the year prior with Dermasotagake, you had form on those Japanese horses. They had run against American horses in the Middle East. Luxor Cafe, none of that. Total enigma, total mystery. Could be a star, could steal the whole thing, could be atrocious.
You do know how I feel about Mystery Box.
Well, you just drafted it. Congratulations.
Or it could be a horse.
Is this back to me?
Back to me.
Why do I feel like we're getting screwed?
So,
oh, David, it's your turn again now. Wow, how does that work?
Based on the stats here with win percentage in history, I'm going to go with the 5-post here, American Promise.
God, it was Kenny's favorite horse in the POTUS promos.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, now over to Evan.
Well, if journalism is going to win, you got to think that his publisher is going to come in second.
Come on.
Give me publisher.
You are taking horses we discussed on the podcast. This is a rat move by you. He's fascinating. He's 0-7, but he qualified. He keeps getting better. He's an absolute bomb, and he's going to come running late. Who knows? Maybe the whole thing falls apart. All right, I got to be careful here, Rico, because Evan's taking every horse we talked about.
I'm flying blind.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. You know what? Give me East Avenue. East Avenue is not a bad horse. Some of the luster is off because he was supposed to win his last prep race and didn't. Give me East Avenue at 20-1. I don't love it, but I'll take it.
All right. We're now at the 30-1 horses. You know what? Give me the Flying Mohawk.
You can have it. Okay. This horse does not belong in this. You know who owns it, though?
Who? Is this a glue factory?
No, Jason Wirth is a part owner in it.
Okay.
The former Philly. Well, he's in the show you refuse to watch, Race for the Crown.
You know what? I feel you're being very judgmental, so you're rendering judgment.
Yes. And if render judgment wins this race, I quit horse racing. Okay. So
I just basically picked Glue Factory and Elmer's.
Yeah, please don't say things like that. That's horrible. Is this me? Is this my last selection?
Yes.
All right. Rodriguez is gone. All right. Give me I love the way this horse ran in the Florida Derby, and he finished second or third, but I thought he ran massive. Probably is not going to be able to get away with on the lead here. Give me Neoquos. The Safi Joseph horse.
Oh, Neoquos, Neoquos, Neoquos.
I know you did a promo about this horse. I'll leave that to you. Give me Neoquos, the two horse. He's probably dead on arrival.
All right, I think it's back to me. And since this horse is going to be flying so fast, you'll think you'll be watching a car race. Give me Admire Daytona.
Another Japanese horse nobody knows anything about. 30-1, could be 300-1, Evan. I got no clue.
How come they have American names?
I don't know.
How come there's three left, not two?
Because Mike went off the board.
I took Baeza. I'm taking a chance because that's my favorite horse in this damn thing if he draws in.
All right, so I got three to choose from then.
Yes.
And if it makes you feel better, I'm stuck with the last of it. So, you know, don't complain about the draft order.
Poor baby.
I know. It's very bad.
Why are you going again when it's my turn?
Damn it.
You're last.
Wait, so how's... Oh, there's four left.
Mm-hmm. So,
quickly.
Math is hard.
I'll go Chunk of Goat.
I believe he is being ridden by Mount Pleasant native, Jareth Loveberry.
I'm going Cold Battle and Final Gambit.
Cold Battle's got a great story if you look it up.
Wait, how'd you get two horses?
Because they cheated. That's how this works.
You gotta pick one.
No, you only get one.
You're right.
Yeah. You like how he just, you know, hey, here, it's like the old lady who leaves the candy bowl out at Halloween. Please take one. Kenny pours the whole thing in his bag.
Hey, Connor Stallions.
Cole Gambit. He just combined horses. You may need to combine them.
They're going to go Cole Battle?
That's the one.
Okay.
Cole Battle's a great story. I don't have time to tell it to you.
I'm glad because the two horses I picked, and this horse is dead.
Listen. Lunch for a week to the winner.
Apparently, I'm going to be paying this.
No,
I got screwed.
I ended up taking a horse that may not draw into the race. Evan just walked out. He's had enough. That's the Derby draft.
Render judgment. He's dead.
Consider it rendered. 97-1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pistons fans, a word, if you don't mind. We open the show with this, and it's probably a little early for you to be in the car going to the game, but work with me. Am I overconfident, or am I simply on the pulse of the people? Unlike Jim Costa, who wouldn't say they're winning tonight, I'm guaranteeing they are. I absolutely feel in my heart Pistons are winning tonight. And I have reasons. It's not like just some stupid, oh, I got a feeling. It's Brunson and Hart. That didn't look like the play acting stuff that has been thrown out there, nor did it look like Brunson a couple games ago where you thought he was dead and then he came back, you know, dancing around like Michael Flatley. Last game, oh yeah, he came back. He was moving different. He had an awful fourth quarter. And if you looked at the way the floor kind of torqued and what it did to his leg and high ankle, guys, I'm wondering if Brunson is just at the end. Then combine it with Josh Hart, who is one of the toughest guys in the league, but Josh Hart is incredibly banged up. And I just wonder if those two are compromised, what do the Knicks have? And I made jokes earlier, you know, about whatever the guy, Miles McBride, he's terrible. They don't have players to go to. I like campaign. Cameron Payne can play a little bit. I don't mind him. But if you've reached Landry Shamet phase, you know you got a problem. But I want to know.
Payne is very
streaky.
Yeah.
He can come in, drop 11 in a minute and 30, or he's 0 for 6 and you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, I agree. Right now he's like your Malik Beasley.
Yes. So I just wanted to ask you guys the question. What is your emotional state headed into tonight's game 6? Mine is complete confidence. And maybe I'll end up being wrong, but I'm not going to lie to you. Like, what am I going to do? Get on the air, Rico? Be like, oh yeah, guys, you got to really be concerned tonight. No, I think this is going to game 7.
I think if they win tonight and it goes to game 7, that's why I will have the confidence that you have. If it goes to game 7, they win the series because too much pressure will be on New York. The crowd will be too tight. The coach, everything, the players for the Knicks. But you have to win game 6. In order to win game 6, I look at a couple of things. One, you almost have to treat it as if you're in New York and not play up to the crowd and not get involved with the crowd and not try to do things to hype up the crowd. You've won your 2 games in New York because I do think you had that us versus the world mentality. You came back home. You've lost 2 games. And you, the stupid turnovers. Not good defense turnovers. I'm talking about throw the ball to the third row turnovers and there's nobody there. You have to cut that down. You can't have the magical number, and it's, can you at least keep it under 14 turnovers for tonight and you give yourself a chance to win?
I'll tell you, town's all hopped up for Pistons hoops. It's disappointing. That's okay, though.
Well, I mean, they should. This is the biggest game in at the LCA ever.
There's no question.
Yeah,
and you got it back from New York. You have the ability to earn a game seven. A game seven that, yeah, the way the Knicks have played. Look, I feel bad because when I say this, most people can't sort through it and they think it's a shot. It's not. Knicks haven't played very well. That's not a you problem. And I also think I don't think I give you a ton of credit for a lot of that. Now, if you want to say, oh, well, Assur's defense on Brunson, cutscene, four games with 30 or more to start the playoffs. The only guy who's done that is Jordan. Take it easy on labeling Assur Thompson, Gary Payton. The point I'm making is they've had weird no-shows. Tom Thibodeau has been an absentee coach. And then last game, Cat and Brunson played horrific.
Yeah.
So,
well, Cat getting into the foul trouble really helped the Pistons out because he had to sit for a long period. And the backup center, is just he couldn't make a free throw to save his life.
Mitchell Robinson shooting free throws is so painful.
Because you're sitting there saying, you're an NBA player.
It's worse than Ben Wallace.
And I know we got other stuff to do, but it's like, how is it that you just can't go out and practice free
throws? Rico, he was a 68% shooter for his career. He's at like 40. Most of these free throws, they have no shot of going in. Why? They never get above the rim.
I've never seen.
It's crazy.
Like, and you just hit the bottom of the net.
But I mean, I know they haven't won at home, and I know the Knicks, you know, turned the series here. But like, I don't know that continues.
Well, I look at it as all five games, Mike, because I was laughing like it was like the Knicks and 5.5 points. I'm like, man, I'm taking the Pistons. Like every game. It's within a point or two. It's a possession, which is why I say if you're the Pistons, limit the turnovers. You get the extra possession. You take it away from New York, and you're fine. Don't give Brunson a chance to break your heart. Don't give Cat a chance to hit a 30-foot three. Don't turn the ball over, especially late in the game. Somebody help out Cade so he doesn't have to do everything.
Look, if Brunson and Josh Hart look great early, then this opinion's going to get thrown in the garbage.
You really think that they are not the same?
I just, it looked different to me.
Because every time I think Brunson is done.
I know, it's Paul Pierce wheelchair. I know.
He's the Undertaker. Nope, I'm back.
Yeah, and you might be right. And Lord knows these players get the best care in the world. And I just, we saw Steve Kerr last night punt. I mean, I said it to Cookies earlier, and I'm not joking when I say it. There's a part of me where, depending on the status of Hart and Brunson, maybe you just say, you know what? Let's fire our one big bullet back at the Garden, give my guys 3 days, 4 days rest, and let's try to do this right. Because I'm telling you, if they get into this game again tonight and it's a war in the fourth quarter, you're right. I don't know what the Knicks will have left for game seven.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mike. It makes sense, except for the fact.
Makes sense on paper. Any coach is going to do realistically.
No, what Kerr did, because he has game six.
Correct.
So if that fails, he still has game seven. If you're New York, you're risking it all on a game seven. Pistons are coming in with all the momentum. Your crowd, everybody will be on pins and needles waiting for the collapse. Not waiting to celebrate, waiting for the, what was the reason, Tibbs, that you lost this series after being up 3-1?
Yeah. And again, the tenor in New York, and we can get back into it at 5:00. The tenor has already changed to when Thibodeau was fired, not if. Mikal Bridges slander and trade talk. It's already a very negative tone. Now, again, I think part of that is you have a fan base in New York that thought they were going to sweep this team. Well, that was never going to happen. You know, to me, the Pistons, it was probably a 6-game series. Well, it could be a 6-game series, but I don't care about the right, wrong crap. I watched the series and look, I think Pistons are winning tonight. I really, really do. But maybe I'm the only one who cares. That's fine. Hey, can 100 guys kill a gorilla? 248. I don't know what you guys are into, but we got a game six tonight, okay? So take the blue pill, see if you can muster up some energy here to talk hoops, and away we go. Otherwise, I'm going to have David preview the Kentucky Derby till 6, and I'm leaving. 248-539-9797.
You won't. That
won't be entertaining.
You know what, David? You would have a listener of one. That's oxygen to him.
I'm David's biggest fan. You're his only fan. Straight to the people. Game six tonight. We're back in the groove with that. And if I want to know what your emotional state is. Are you like me where tonight I'm supremely confident. I will be genuinely surprised if you don't win tonight? Are you nervous? Now there's like something on the line. It's more than just arriving here, not getting swept, being competitive. I think you check those boxes wonderfully. Or maybe it's house money. There's nothing wrong if you feel that way, where you're like, this has already been one of the greatest seasons in Pistons history. Like this turnaround, the respect, exactly what I told you, why I didn't want to play the Bucks or the Pacers. I want the main stage because guess what? America now knows Cade is the next, right? All of it. It's all good.
Especially if there's a game 7 Saturday night in
New
York.
Here's also why it's house money. Because honestly, here are your two options. Cancun or the Celtics murder you. That's it. So you can be loose
they
going
can
into
the Celtics.
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, listen, if three of our players die, sure. Let's go to the people, shall we?
Let's do it.
PJ, 97.1. PJ, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, hey. Sir?
Good, good. All right, I got a couple things for you.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. In the first quarter, in the first half, I have to see if they're hell-bent set on running that high pick and screen. I have to see the Tobias Harris first half masterclass. I have to see it because you know he's not going to show up in the second half. And then I need to see guys hit shots because if they're going to run the high pick and roll, K's going to get doubled and guys have to get knocked down shots. Otherwise, JB needs to stop running that same stupid high pick and roll and let Cade go one-on-one. And if they still double him, I need to see Cade be patient and let the double team kind of fan out a little bit the same way Curry does, and the same way Ant does, and the same way all the high leverage players wait for the double team to kind of settle down. I just need them to play patient tonight, and I think they can win.
You know what's interesting, easily. Too? I also, not to nerd out, but PJ, I appreciate, detailed discussion. So here's something I'm looking for. Are the Knicks going to wake up that when Ausar Thompson's on the floor, you don't need to guard him? Their refusal to just leave Ausar and instead they're leaving people like Malik Beasley or Tim Hardaway. Like, Tom Thibodeau, for all the flowers he gets being a defensive mastermind, boy, that would seem to be a basic one, especially in the fourth quarter.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I hope they don't. I hope they don't wake up because if we get the Ausar Thompson that we did last game, I think we've got a really good chance to win this game and the next game. But I just would really, really, really like to see Cade play a little bit more patient if JB is bent on playing that high pick and roll because it's just an automatic double team for Cade and it takes the ball out of Cade's hand and it's hard to get it back to him.
Yep. No, there's no question. And it was effective early in the series, but like the Pistons have primarily made better adjustments. Cade has been more patient. And PJ, part of this too, look, you're going to need guys like Beasley and Harris and Hardaway. They got to hit the shots. You know, Beasley especially. Beasley's playing for a contract, wants to stay here, wants to get paid. He's been, I don't want to say awful, he's been very underwhelming. You know, tonight would be a good night for him to actually step the hell up and get it going here now. He does a lot of woofing, a lot of talking. How about hitting a few shots tonight? You mind? Would that inconvenience you? The thing I can't get over, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. Dude, seeing Tobias Harris woofing anybody, I just can't.
Yes, but
that's the funniest thing.
It was deliberate woofing because he was trying to get Cat that fifth foul.
I know.
So I will allow that one to go. It was a little bit of fake bravado, but maybe he was putting the bait out there.
It was something. That was an experience.
Right.
Tom's on a sell, 97.1. Tommy, what's going on, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
One comment, one question, I guess. And the one comment that what I've noticed, and it's really kind of grinded my gears with the Pistons defense, and I hope they can address it, is there's been this weird thing where they are giving up a lot of perimeter elbow threes to the Knicks and a lot of threes off rebounds. And I think that's how Pat has been hitting a lot of threes. So I would love to see them address that. Because I don't know how many times I was watching them open on the elbow, perimeter three, just they made it. And then my question for you is for you and Terry is what have you seen out of this series from Jalen Duren to where do you think he is part of the future with the pieces with Cade in this team, or is he someone that, as you're talking about trying to bring in that person to go with Cade, is he that person
Tom,
that you move?
So, all right, here's where I'm at, and I understand I will take grief for this because I got into this before the playoffs. Look, it's not about, oh, you hate Jalen Duren. No, I like Jalen Duren. But I'm also not going to extend him and pay him $30 million a year. I don't want a center who is not a modern center. Meaning,
you know what did it for me?
Go ahead.
That I think it was game three, that pass where we could have tied it.
That was a tough spot. All right. You know what did it for me, Tom? The first couple games of the series where they're blitzing Cade and Duren gets the ball at the free throw line and a Şengün is just going to go, okay, 3 points. Duren's going, help me, I'm poor. Like, that, look, he's a shot. He can block shots, rim protector, rebounder. You know what he is kind of right now? He's kind of like when he was with the Hawks, Houston, Clint Capella. Where, look, he can play a role, and he's not bad, but you will have to address every position around him in order to bring out the best in him. Tom, I get worried paying a guy like that because ultimately the ball's always going to find him in late games and he's not going to be able to help you.
And I don't think his D is strong enough to where like how the Mavs are built with Gafford. Like he's not on that level.
No, I was going to say don't have Trace Jackson going after him either late in the game.
No, I just so Tom, it's tough because if you say that, people go, oh my God, you hate. I don't hate him.
No,
I like him and he's 21. But the thing is, you're also in year three. And I'm not seeing a development from the offensive side. Certainly not where he's going to take and make 15 to 18 foot jumpers. I mean, forget about the idea of him stepping back and hitting threes. But if you don't mind having an ancient style center, fine. It's going to come with a cost.
Look, I know it was 20 years ago, Mike, but Ben Wallace was kind of, you know, the one dimensional center. And when it came time to pay him, they didn't. They let him walk.
Now, if you got the right stretch four and you look, we don't need to go here right now, but case in point. Forget about Lauri Markkanen. Oh, he's a cat enthusiast. This is Detroit. Okay. Put Zion on this team. Do you understand what that would do? A power forward who you can run isolations for late game? And Jalen can be that weak side board crasher, rim runner, no, put Zion, back artist?
No, Mike, Zion would be roof for radio because most people right now will tell you he's washed up, he's overweight, and he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, and
he will not help this team.
That's, and look, that's here's what I'll argue with. Lethal Weapon 3 pricing, change of scenery, winning culture, we ain't putting up with that. So if you want to win and reclaim your career, and by the way, he's only on a 3-year deal now, you put him here. And him and Cade get to play two-man game in the fourth quarter. Now, all of a sudden, Jalen's guy is bailing, which means Jalen becomes the ability to roam and be a destroyer. Then I can piece it together. So, look, we can keep him. The problem is the cap. What are you going to pay him? And then it's the whole conversation of, oh, Malik Beasley wants his money. You're going to hand out four at 84? And you're going to hand out four at 120? Where's money coming from? So you got it. These are decisions. They don't need to be made right now.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
But I want to be thoughtful when Tom asked me that question. It's not like or dislike. I like. I don't love. Therefore, David is yelling behind the glass. I can't hear you.
I was just negative back here, and I don't want to be negative. I'm sorry.
About
They're going
me?
To win tonight. They're going to win tonight.
Okay, then. We'll get to the callers momentarily.
You're not thinking of grits?
Okay. Guys, if you're listening earlier, you understand. And if you don't, that reference won't make any sense. 97.1.